USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after the supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand after we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans. I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated. But beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
There was strong opposition from the Republican Party as the House gave its final approval to the $1.9 trillion emergency spending measure on Wednesday. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The measure that was approved by the U.S. Senate March 6 passed in the House 220 to 211. GOP members like Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called it reckless, irresponsible, and the wrong thing to do because it will enslave future generations to a mountain of debt. Then there was House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
It showers money on special interests, but spends less than 9% on actually defeating the virus.
Jody Arrington is from Lubbock, Texas.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Tiger Woods could soon return home after suffering serious injuries in a car accident last month. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
PGA star Rory McIlroy says he's been in touch with Tiger Woods and suggested the 15-time major champion might be able to return to his South Florida home in the near future. Woods, recovering after suffering serious leg injuries in a single car crash outside of Los Angeles in late February. He tells NBC's Today Show his first reaction to the accident and also what Woods told him.
Yeah, my first reaction was, he's already been through so much with different injuries and surgeries and come back from so much to be at the pinnacle of our sport time after time. My heart sunk just like every other player. We owe so much thanks to him for taking our sport to the next level and providing the opportunities that we have today. So I think first and foremost, it's, can we recover as well as possible, get back home and out of the hospital and out of surgery. But, it's not golf related. It's the human side of it. Can he get recovered and back to his family and back to normal life?
And Jeff Long is out as the athletic director at the University of Kansas just days after the school parted ways with head football coach Les Miles over allegations of inappropriate conduct with female students during his time at LSU. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.